Here is a message recorded by City of St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Rick Kreisman yesterday afternoon, Monday.
Today I am joining you from our city's Emergency Operations Center, which we activated earlier today. By now we are all well aware of the impact the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, has had on human health around the world and the toll it has begun to take on our fellow Americans. It now threatens the health of our residents here in St. Pete. As such, on Thursday of last week, we began to cancel mass gatherings, and I declared a state of local emergency in order to protect the public interest and prepare for potential loss of life. The declaration further addresses price gouging, grants me the authority to make provisions for temporary emergency housing, and allows our city to better coordinate with and make requests of the federal and state government, among other provisions. I and other mayors have declared emergencies before, typically when hurricanes are heading our way, but never in response to a global pandemic. While we are being presented with many new and unique challenges, we are not unprepared. We have an emergency plan in place, and we are working closely with our county and state officials, as well as our partners across the region, to mitigate the effects of COVID-19 to the best of our ability. To that end, it's time to take additional and unprecedented steps to protect the health and safety of our residents and visitors while giving our small business owners and others a fighting chance to endure throughout this pandemic. Beginning immediately, at the guidance of the Center for Disease Control, the City of St. Petersburg will not allow an event or public gathering that consists of more than 50 people until further notice. Examples of such events include festivals, parades, concerts, sporting events, parties, weddings, and similar assemblies. This applies to public and private property. We will enforce this. We will disperse crowds. We ask that you don't force us to do this and waste precious resources. Further, in an effort to create social distancing, beginning tomorrow at noon, we are reducing the occupancy for all restaurants, cafes, bars, movie theaters, gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, and the Cross Bay Ferry by 50%. And a new last call for alcohol in St. Petersburg will be 9 p.m. until further notice. Should enforcement prove an issue or circumstances necessitate it, I will move swiftly in order to complete closure. Late night revelry in this city will simply not be allowed. Business owners who violate this will be cited. Your liquor license is at risk if you defy this directive. And again, this directive is until further notice. Finally, we strongly discourage congregating throughout the city, whether indoors or outdoors. This is where we need you to use your common sense. St. Pete is a beautiful city, and our waterfront parks, as well as places like the Boyd Hill Nature Preserve, Sunken Gardens, and our golf courses, are a magnet for residents and visitors. And while we are not closing these places, please create and maintain space. Do this for your health and the health of others. Ideally, all of this works best when other cities do something similar. In fact, we encourage everyone to follow our lead. We also encourage national and state leadership to take uniform actions. And given the fluidity of this emergency, we expect there to be changes, and we will abide by them. Your city government is also making adjustments. Council meetings are canceled until April 9th, pending further review. Other public meetings, such as boards and committees, are canceled until further notice. Libraries, rec centers, pools, Enoch Davis Center, and the Sunshine Center are closed to the public until further notice. And our outdoor playgrounds and exercise zones will receive considerable attention from our city team to ensure their cleanliness. And finally, like many places of employment throughout St. Pete, we will be amending our telecommunicating policy to allow more of the servant leaders who work for you to do so at home. I implore all business leaders to do the same for their workforces as best as they are able. And I applaud those that already have, including our museums. We also ask that you take advantage of our online platforms for constituent service. This means stpete.org/action and our C-Click-Fix platform. For permitting, please utilize our open counter platform found at stpete.org. While we are not currently shutting off delinquent water accounts in order to ensure proper hygiene, water payment should continue, and we prefer that accounts be paid online or via telephone. Additional city practices may impact our personal interactions with the public, and we ask for your understanding. Our only hope to minimize the potentially devastating impacts of this illness on our health, way of life, and economy is to accept the current state of disruption and coordinate in a way that works to truly contain it through social distancing. Together, we must ensure this new but temporary reality with grace and support for one another. This is a time to act as a community in the best interest of every person who calls it home. And the most vulnerable among us will be our biggest beneficiaries. And finally, for your convenience, we have established a webpage related to COVID-19, which can be found at stpete.org/emergency. That's stpete.org/emergency. Please visit it for continuous updates. I want to thank you, St. Pete, and thank you for the trust you have placed in me and for your cooperation moving forward. Thank you.
Mayor Rick Kreisman of the City of St. Petersburg speaking from the city's Emergency Operations Center yesterday afternoon. Stay tuned to RadioStPete.com for continuing coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Coverage locally, statewide, nationally, and globally. 24 hours a day on Radio St. Pete.